Another popular and well-known image of Maitreya is as the fat, laughing Buddha in the Chinese tradition. I think for a lot of people who come to the study of Buddhism for the first time, this actually is the Buddha. He's kind of a chubby guy who has a little bit of a smile on his face and is sitting in sort of a relaxed posture. In fact, we see that figure around us quite often in this world. Sometimes it's said in China and Japan that that's actually an image of a monk who wandered through this world carrying in a bag things that he could distribute to people, almost like a Buddhist Santa Claus, I suppose, you know, having everything that anyone needed to remove their suffering in his bag, and in a happy, laughing, jovial way, he would simply provide this to people. It's understood, though, that he was, at that moment, not merely a human being, but a manifestation of Maitreya, and in this form has become an important and very popular image of the presence of Maitreya in this world. Another celestial bodhisattva that I'm particularly fond of, because in a way he is my patron saint, it's the bodhisattva Manjushri. He's the patron saint of scholars. I say saint somewhat facetiously. Let's call him the patron deity or the patron bodhisattva of scholars. He carries a sword in one hand, I guess it's in his right hand, and then he carries a book in his left, the book that embodies the perfection of wisdom. Manjushri is the Buddhist counterpart of the popular Hindu goddess Saraswati, whose festivals are often celebrated by school children across India. So he's the patron saint of wisdom and the protective deity, you might say, of people who study and learn. And I've felt in very interesting ways over the years and working with Tibetan monks, in some way the presence of Manjushri through them. I was working on a particularly difficult text one time and found the thing beginning to become clear to me in my mind. And as we closed the text, the monk that I was working with looked at me and gave me a big grin, and he said, "David, Manjushri has smiled on us today." And I can imagine in some way what that might be like. In any case, Manjushri is an important bodhisattva, especially for scholars in the Buddhist tradition. Now, I also should mention that in addition to celestial bodhisattvas, there are celestial Buddhas as well. I said earlier that not everyone is limited to the bodhisattva path. There are beings who reach the end of the path and achieve Buddhahood and achieve this kind of celestial status in the Mahayana tradition. One of the most important of these is the Buddha Amitabha, a name that means infinite light. He also is called Amitayus, or infinite life. The story of Amitabha is that when he was a bodhisattva, he took a vow, made a promise, that when he achieved awakening, when he became a Buddha, he would establish a pure land known as Sukhavati, the pleasurable land. And in that land, anyone could be reborn if they chanted his name with faith. From the descriptions of the land, it's depicted as a place that's full of lotuses. And Amitabha himself sits on a lotus throne. And if we chant the name, or if a devotee chants the name of Amitabha with faith, the devotee will be reborn in a tight lotus bud in that land, and then the light of Amitabha's face will shine on the lotus bud, the lotus bud will open, and the devotee will see Amitabha face to face. Amitabha's vow stipulates that this expression of devotion should take place in the chanting of the name, like the chanting of the name Avalokiteshvara or Tara that we talked about before. The way you do this in Sanskrit, what it sounds like, is to say Namo Mitabaya Buddhaya. Namo Mitabaya Buddhaya.